I wanted to clear up some things about vampires, my dear. Just, you know, a tiny bit more about me and my kind. This is both to clear things up a bit and make you ready for when the time comes for me to turn you. There's no need to be scared. This is why I wanted to educate you. Because it is not as bad as you most likely think it is. Come now. Do not worry your pretty little head about anything, my dear. I will try to clear everything up. Firstly, the bloodlust. It is there, but it is almost like a human being very hungry. You get the aches in your stomach, and it can be a little bit painful. Though it only happens if you don't feed for over a year. You see, my body slowly absorbs the blood, rather than digest it. So it doesn't need to, as you might say, be filled up as often. Well, of course, if I would be injured or had to lose a lot of my power, the blood would deplete faster. It is never something that takes over my mind, despite what is being depicted in the movies. It might cause some cramping and make it harder for me to move around, but it's not a threat to anyone. No, I never let it get that far. Since it does put a strain on my body and make me very sluggish. Since we are on the topic, is there anything about it that concerns you? Oh yes. Vampires feeding on people until nothing is left. Well, personally, I would never do something like that. It would be very inconvenient and messy. There are some, of course, that does it, but I find it in very bad taste. Why waste a good human just because it tastes good? If you just take what you need, you can always come back for more, since it does regenerate. A lot of blood these days are very polluted, and the good ones are very hard to come by. And your blood, my dear, is a delicacy to me. Of course, there's some pollution, but in the age we live now, how can there not be? Anything else? Feeding on animals? My. Where did that one come from? This has to be the Twilight influence, I'm sure. No, there is no consuming the blood of animals. It drives the vampire mad. Well, in some cases, there have been some who tried it out of desperation, but their consequences are always the same. I guess it's in the you are what you eat category. Well, a vampire loses what is left of their humanity. only to be driven by instinct. Everything they say will be unintelligible, and they only live for the hunt. I came close a long time ago, after being shipwrecked for over 20 years. It was not a good experience, and at the end I was almost unable to move any of my limbs, having to drag myself around. I was very fortunate that the island that I was on got discovered, and that the people that found me were very nice. Though I had to be discreet about what I was. Choose wisely on who to feed on, since that could have ended my existence if they discovered it. How did I stay out of the sun for that long? What does the sun... Oh. The sun does not harm me at all. Or, well, not that much. And no, I don't sparkle. Although I wouldn't be mad if I did. The sun just drains some of my power, making me, well, for the lack of better description, more human. Well, I try not to go out in the sun much because of that. It's like losing one of your senses, making me more wary of my surroundings. There are still some who hunt vampires, you know. And they do hunt in daylight, too. That's why if I'm out, I wear sunglasses. Not so much that the sun bothers me, but to hide my eyes' color. Well, you see, in daylight they turn a reddish-yellow. A very unusual color, distinct. It does not resemble normal eyes in the slightest. Though some humans do use contacts to get the hue. If a hunter sees it well, they would be on my trail. I have had to deal with them in the past, and I was lucky to get away. I don't think there are many of them left. But just in case, I don't want to get on their list. As you might imagine, it would not end well for me if I did. If you want any more information about them, I could give it to you, but not right now. Let's just focus on the topic at hand. So, are there any more questions you have? Yes. Oh, how could I forget about that? The superhuman strength. To a degree, I am much stronger than a human, but that's more for emergencies. Think of it more like adrenaline making me able to lift or bend objects that a human would not be able to. I'm afraid that ability is more fiction than reality. Though when it comes to speed, you see, it's more like floating than running. And since I don't have my feet physically on the ground, I am faster. Not having to stumble over anything or get those cramps you humans get. It might be seen as flying in a way, yes. But that is a different matter. Some of the vampires with the old blood are able to fly and, yes, can even transform into a bat-like creature. personally, I'm not able to do that. Let's just say a lot of the old magic has gone from this world. And we don't just feed it on humans, you know. Oh no. There were many other creatures back then. There was the Naga, the snake people. It looked like humans on top, but with a snake's body. They were beautiful beings. And then we have the Nephilim, the half-breed between a human and angels. Ooh. I've never seen one, but I've been told that they were giants. Amazing giants. Mermaids, of course, you know what they are. Oh, their beauty was as breathtaking as their blood. Then we have the banshees. Wicked creatures they were. Their skin was almost translucent and very delicate. Other than that, we have the elves, the werewolves, the dragons, the wicked wendigos, and just so many, many more. Most of them were hunted down and, well, you can imagine. I don't even think there are many of them left, if any. From what I gathered, we vampires were spared the cleansing because we were more able to blend in. We were able to glamour ourselves out of a situation that others could not. We have some magic left, but it's not like it was. No, not at all. You see, the nature itself was a good source of magic. But most of them are being cut down or polluted, so the magic has lost its strength. As you might guess, the magic can be stronger in some places, like where I have taken you. I spent years tending to this place, nurturing it and helping it prosper again. It will never be as it was in the past, but it has a better chance now of regaining some of what it has lost. You know, I think that's one thing the humans never think about us vampires. That we tend to plants, the trees, and nature in general. You only see us as heartless creatures with no conscience or tact. We might not be able to feel as we did when we were humans. But I now have a deeper connection to the earth. A bonded magic that keeps my species alive. That we still feel a need for connection as humans do. We might see you in a different light than before, but we want and need you by our side, to have and to hold as it is. Or, well, that is what it's like for me. Since the first time I looked at you, I knew something was there. I will spend an eternity finding out what that is if you accept. And I mean truly accept me. Until then, I will do as I usually do and just charm you a little. And no, that will not hurt you. Not at all.